the history you teach.
Universities were a place where we could debate issues of the day, where the limits of free speech could be tested.
Where the truth can be subjective.
It's time to change that history and to cite those ancestors that were victors, not victims.
You stole her work.
They were my ideas, my thoughts, but she wrote them down.
Where speaking your mind has consequences.
Be afraid, Professor.
City College, tomorrow evening at 7:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
Jamoke Fashola is here on BBC Radio 3 in an hour with this week's J to Z. And among the items today, Mike Westbrook shares his musical inspirations. Stay with us to hear those at 5 o'clock. Before that, time now for Music Planet with Lopa Kotari.
Kaine betarik belpena
Yeah.
Israeli percussionist Ben Elon, for whom the great musical nations of Senegal and Mali have become his creative home. That was Hulem Belibe from his debut international release, Khalam, and features an artist I've not come across before, Aviva, an Ethiopian-Israeli singer, a rising star on the Israeli music scene with her brand of Afro soul. I'm Lapa Katari, and coming up on Music Planet today, my guest is Aynur, a Kurdish singer with a beautiful voice who's just been awarded the Womax 2021 Artist Award for her dedication to Kurdish and Alevi folk music and culture. She'll be talking about that award and her musical roots a bit later on. And our classic artist is a legend of all things blues and country, Doc Watson. Now, if you were in Toulouse this summer, you might have seen this man, Sam Mangwana, an absolute legend of the Congolese rumba. 76 and still going strong. This is a recording from that concert at the Rio Loco Festival that this year celebrated the music of Africa. Get ready to be serenaded and romanced.
Thank you.
Sam Mangwana, one of the greats from the DRC, once part of the seminal group Tout Puissant OK Jazz and Taboulé Rochereuse bands, still performing live and keeping that golden era of music alive for all to enjoy. That was from a recording made by Radio France of Mangwana's concert in Toulouse at the Rio Loco Festival back in June. Now, there's a great story behind this next album. When lockdown eased in spring this year, the Land Workers Alliance, a union of small-scale ecological farmers, initiated a project to record songs about the land, farming and the struggle for a better world. Some of the musicians on the album are indeed farmers. Others are jobbing artists and pillars of the folk community who support the alliance, such as Ewan McLennan and members of the Nest Collective. It really is a lovely album, and I take my hat off to them for putting it together. The track I'm going to play is Oak and Ash and Thorn, an adaptation of Rudyard Kipling's celebration of the great trees to be found in the British countryside.
Of all the trees that grow so fair, old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing and our little thing in oak and ash and thorn. The clay lived many a day, or ever an ace began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, and Boot was an outlaw man. Thorn of the down saw New Joy Town, from which was London born. Witness here by the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing and our little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Is old in church old mould, she breedeth a mighty bow. Older for shoes do wise men choose, and beech for cups or so. But when you have killed your bowl is spilled, your shoes are clean outworn. Back you must speed for all that you need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. She hates mankind and waits for every gust to be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him who anyway trusts a shade. But whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing and our little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Priest or plight, for he would call it a sin. But we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring summer in. And we bring good news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now as the sun come up from the south, neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, all on a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing and our little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, all on a midsummer's morn. England shall bide till judgment tide by oak and ash and thorn.
Amy Cox and Maddie Yarwood and Oak and Ash and Thorn, the opening track on a wonderful new album called Stand Up Now, Songs from the Land Workers Alliance. And so to my guest today, Aynur, one of the artists appearing at next month's EFG London Jazz Festival. She's also been announced as the winner of the WOMEX 2021 Artist Award. WOMEX is the big conference for global music that takes place every year for those in the music industry. And the award is in recognition for her long-term dedication to the preservation and innovation of Kurdish and Alevi culture, for maintaining the highest artistic integrity in the face of political pressure, and in doing so, for being a model for all that sing against the silences. Quite an accolade, but also a heavy weight to carry. I'll be talking to Ainur in a minute, but first, here's the title track from her album Rewend, meaning nomad, which was released in 2010. A song reminiscent of folk traditions world over, and lyrics that speak to anyone who has had to leave their homeland. First of all, Ainur, a huge congratulations to you. What does it mean to you to be presented with this Womex Artist Award?
Yeah, I feel happy and honored, and I feel excited about it. Makes me more self-confident, of course. Yeah, this means that I have to put even more effort and more creativity in my work.
The award says the preservation and innovation of Kurdish and Alevi culture. And this really is very much who you are, isn't it? It's your identity. It's the music that you have been creating for more than 20 years.
Yeah, I grew up with it. And indeed, I would love to protect and to develop this type of music, and especially has an oral history from generation to generation. Yeah, definitely it needs to be protected for the next generations, not only for the Kurds, but also for the common heritage of humanity.
Your father was very much involved, I think, in the fight for a Kurdish identity.
Yeah, we all, actually. It's not just my father, my father's father, like grandfather, or, you know, it's not like a short story. And almost like a 100 years, they're all fighting with, you know, for identity.
And it was that sort of struggle that was happening, particularly in your region in Turkey, that made you escape, I guess, to Istanbul to get away from the fighting?
Yeah, like the Kurds often, they had to leave their lands, either because of war or poverty or education. Yeah, and after immigration to Western Turkey, I met a much longer group of Kurds in Istanbul. Who had to migrate as well. And yeah, here, and I noticed the Kurdish cultures and the society extending to Iran, Iraq, or Syria, even Armenia. Then this culture's richness attract me more and more day by day.
The next song of yours I want to play is from your album Gece Kurdan. And this was actually your first album fully of Kurdish folk music. Am I right in saying that it was banned by the Turkish authorities when it was released? Were you surprised about that?
You know, to be surprised, it would mean that there was no such a thing as a Kurdish problem in the history of Turkey. So I wasn't so surprised, you know, because there were many other examples of Kurdish music that was forbidden way before my album. As long as I can remember, there was always a problem with the existence of Kurdish music and Kurdish culture. I wasn't surprised.
But I guess this album really hit home with the Turkish authorities because it was, yes, it was Kurdish music, but it was from a Kurdish woman. And I think a lot of the lyrics, if I'm right in saying this, of the songs that are in that album were seen as you enticing women, telling women, get up, have your identity and rebel against the authorities.
Yeah, that's right. Also, like the woman rise, you know, to be yourself. Yeah, that's a kind of lyrics, yeah.
Well, I'm talking to Aynur, a Kurdish singer who's just been awarded the Womex Artist Award this year. And that was a song, the title track from her album, Gece Kurdan. Your music isn't just pure folk. I mean, you mix it with a lot of other elements like jazz, contemporary Western music. When did this exploration into a more contemporary style begin?
I always believe in the universal language of music. You know, for me, it's when I was child, even in my village, it's always I always felt this. And also in the vision of music, and, you know, it doesn't matter what style or cultures you make music for. You know, it's just a matter of finding the right setup of vision. Yeah, after I left Turkey to Europe, there were mostly like jazz musician or Western musician around me, of course. You know, also the openness of jazz music to improvising was just for me, and I felt that. Also, like a creativity in live music is more open and it gives me a different taste with its wide harmonic structure than I can also develop my music.
So is there quite a bit of improvisation in traditional Kurdish folk music?
Kurdish music, it's we have dengbej, we call it dengbej. Deng means voice. Bej means to tell, to sing. And in all cultures, it comes with them. And they telling story, they telling whatever they experience in the life, like heroism, inspiration, love, sadness, pain. Everything comes with their voice. This also make kind of like it's kind of improvising, you know?
You've worked with a fantastic mix of people over the years. You've Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble, Kayan Kalhor, NDR Big Band. The next track we're going to play of yours is from your album Hevra. And that's the album that you did with Javier Limon, that fantastic Spanish Grammy Award winning guitarist and producer and composer. How did you get to meet Javier Limon?
Our first meeting was a project with many singers like Buica, Marisa, Eleftheria, and many others. First we met there, and then he just said we should make an album. I was so happy. And then I went to Boston, Berklee Music College, and they awarded me in 2017 as a Master of Mediterranean Music Award in the context of Mediterranean Women in Action. And we did a lot of concert. We play also a live concert on stage. It was really beautiful experience with Javier Limon.
Beginare, a song that seems to be searching for some peace of mind. Ainur, we've spent quite a bit of time talking about the past. Let's come closer to the present. Hedur, Solace of Time, which is your album that came out last year. It's your seventh solo album. And you were invited to play at Carnegie Hall, which, of course, was postponed by the pandemic. You're coming to London to be part of the London EFG London Jazz Festival next month. Is that what we can expect? Will we be hearing songs from your album, Hedur?
Yeah, it's going to be mostly, of course, with Hedur, also the other albums. on the November 14. But the opening, I will be performing for the first time in the London Jazz Festival. And so I'm really very happy and also excited. The opening concert with the jazz voice orchestra conducted by Guy Parker. Then I will have my own solo concert in Barbican Centre on the November. What else can you expect? You will hear the marriage of East and West, the fusion of harmonic tones around traditional music, or the ties between modern music and old music. I don't know. Let's find out together.
I am so looking forward to seeing you here in the UK in November. And being part of Jazz Voice, that's always a fantastic concert. Ainoura, we've got one final song from you to listen to now. It's from that album, Hedur, and it's a song called Govende. Is that a traditional Kurdish dance tune?
Yes, traditional Kurdish dance song from part of Iraq.
What does govende actually mean?
Govende, it's like ceremony to make when they make like a wedding. In the wedding, they're dancing and like beautiful women there and men make ceremony to good compliment and just to get a bit love from them.
I think it's the perfect song to end on, a song that asks everybody to come and have a great party and celebrate enjoy each other's company. Ainoura, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you too.
Govende from Ainoura's album Hevra. Ainoura is at the Royal Festival Hall on the 12th of November as part of Jazz Voice with Guy Barker and the EFG London Jazz Festival Orchestra. And her solo show at the Barbican is the following Sunday, the 14th. And with the Jazz Festival in mind, here's a new single featuring another artist performing at the event this year, the singer Cleveland Watkiss. It's from Younger Zen, the brainchild of my fellow Radio 3 presenter Kevin Legendre, who wrote this song. It's about Trinidadian migrants for whom England had become their effective motherland after decades of living here, and now find themselves alienated and disorientated as they return to resettle in their country of origin. Here's part of it, Younger Zen and Christo Redentor.
Christo Redentor, my Lord, redeem us. Christo Redentor, come now, save we. seen you. So my father, you have suffered so in your land. I am your son and I can only give to you through your hand. Cristo, Cristo Redentor. Yes, my love is here. Come now and save we. Yes, my Lord is here. Come now, save we. All the songs you played me in my youth, now I feel. A rockalypse of that we both can always sing, they can heal. So my father, you have suffered so in your land. I am your son and I can only give to you through your hand. Cristo Redentor, my Lord redeem us. Cristo Redentor, save we. Cristo Redentor, for Lent we have seen you. Carnival time, now we are gone.
Cleveland Watkiss with Wade Austin Steel Pans and Conrad Zeno Foster on bass. They go by the name Younger Zen, and that was just part of Cristo Redentor. Music and words by Radio 3's own Kevin Legendre. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Lapa Katari. Still to come, music from Jyotsna Srikant, who's playing at the Durbar Festival this month, and one final new release from leading Peruvian singer Susana Baca. But right now, here's the great Doc Watson, this week's classic artist and one of the most illustrious names in traditional American folk music and a key part of the American folk revival in the 60s. A 7-time Grammy Award winner and of the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, his influence on music and artists over the decades cannot be overstated. He was born in 1923 in Deep Gap, a tiny community in North Carolina, into a music-loving family. And over the years, he learned how to play the harmonica, the banjo, and the guitar. But it was his unique flat-picking style on the guitar that really made him stand out. It was a revelation in early country music and bluegrass, and it wasn't long before it was the style that everyone was copying, or at least trying to. Watson died aged 89 in 2012 and left a legacy of over 50 albums. With so many songs at his fingertips, most of his recordings are from the rich reservoir of traditional American folk. And this is one of them. Sitting on Top of the World, from his album Trouble in Mind, the Doc Watson Country Blues Collection, 1964 to 1998. Thank you.
was in the spring. One sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from down in El Paso. She said, come back, Daddy, who needs you so? And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. If you don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. And get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. And don't you come here running, holding out your hand. I'm gonna get me a woman like you got your man. But now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. It was in the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me. Lord, she went away. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world.
Doc Watson, our classic artist this week, and a song there from a collection called Trouble in Mind, the Doc Watson Country Blues Collection, 1964 to 1998, released by Sugar Hill in 2003. Good a place as any to start with this key figure in American music. Next up, some Nigerian patriotic hip-hop. Mamaki Boys are Aziz Tony, Bashu Isuf and Salif Andre. They recorded their first album, Patriot, themselves in 2007, inviting various elders to come and play traditional instruments on it so that they could put their sounds into hip-hop and show all the colours of the country. A transformative album worthy of a wider audience, Patriot has recently been reissued by Sahel Sounds. This is Kagani Kagani, a taste of what Mamaki Boys called traddy modern. It's fiery, frenetic and unrelentingly infectious.
Kagani, 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 k
In praise of Niger and the Douma drum, traddy modern hip-hop from Niger's Mamaki Boys and their album Patriot, out now on Sahel Sounds. Now, one festival that's back on stage in person this autumn is the Durbar Festival of Indian Classical Music at the Barbican Centre in London. Over 4 days, you can hear some of the finest musicians of the genre, such as Alam Khan, son of the late great Sarod virtuoso Ali Akbar Khan, and himself a wonderful Sarod player, Hindustani classical singer Kaushiki Chakrabarti, sitarist Rupa Panesar, and frankly, what would Durbar be without some Carnatic South Indian classical music? Well, violinist Jyotsna Srikant opens the festival on Thursday the 21st with a performance at the Barbican's Milton Court. To whet your appetite, here she is with Annapurna from the album Call of Bangalore.
Thank you.
Jyotsna Srikanth, just one of the artists at this year's Durbar Festival that kicks off on Thursday the 21st at the Barbican Centre in London. Well, that's it from me for this week. To play us out this afternoon, here's a track from the award-winning Peruvian folklorist Susana Baca from her album Palabras Urgentes that was released yesterday on Real World Records. This is how the album ends, a track called Vestida de Vida.
Viva de la paz vestida, la guerra la desnudó, la tierra se envejeció, ay, que se le va la vida. Viva vestida de se enfermó, hasta se desertizó, quedó así la tierra herida.
Estamos tejiendo un chal con hebras que cada uno va tomando de su historia. De canto, sueño y memoria le estamos tejiendo un chal. Y va de la paz vestida, la guerra la desnudó, la tierra se envejeció, ay, que se le va la vida. Y va vestida de vida, poco a poco se enfermó, hasta se desertizó, quedó así la tierra herida. Vengan a tejer, hermanos, hay muchísimo que hacer por la vieja madre tierra. No hay tiempo que perder, aquí mi canto es verdad. Vengan a tejer, hermanos, quede vestida de vida, quede vestida de amor, quede vestida de pueblo, que le entregue su calor.
Quede vestida de vida,
seres. Cada minuto la vida se pierde, se apaga, se acaba, ya no queda nada. Nada es en vano, todo lo que hagas importa, todo está en tus manos. Crear conciencia, estar alerta, ser una fuerza que una y que mueva a todos los humanos. Desde el Perú, pa' todos mis hermanos, mi tierra es tu tierra, mi tierra es tu tierra.
Vestida de Vida by Susana Baca, ending Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Kotari. The producer was Felix Carey. This is BBC Radio 3, and Verdi's Rigoletto is our opera this evening, a recent recording from the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. Curtain up on that at 6:30. Right now, just after 5 o'clock, time for this week's J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Jumoke Fashola. I'm going to pack in as much new music as I possibly can today, starting with this from the New Zealand Congolese drummer Mayeli Manzanza from his fourth album, Crisis and Opportunity, Volume 2. This is Back in the Days.